with a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Deanna Anglin. 10 local physical education teachers and other interested participants are taking part in the Cayman Islands Basketball Association Level 1 coaching course today and tomorrow. The course today saw more of the practical aspect, with the participants learning the fundamentals of the sport of basketball. The Level 1 coaching course is instructed by the Technical Director for Basketball in the Cayman Islands, Coach Victor Vutogaro.
We are having a Level 1 course today. It's a two-day course. Day 2 tomorrow, we go from 10:30 to 3. This course was compacted for 2 days to ensure that we give the teachers, the PE teachers, an opportunity to learn the science of coaching, especially coaching young athletes or young basketballers. We have a total of 10 participants today, and it's very interesting because they are learning the rudiments of the sport. Actually, how to catch a basketball, how to pass it, how to receive it, how to dribble, how to shoot, how to rebound, just the basics of the course. And it's really, really interesting thus far. Most of the participants are saying they never knew that it entails so much basics, and we're having a fun day.
What does day two entail?
Day two entails more theory, where we go onto the backboard, showing things that FIBA has designed for the young developing coaches. We'll also do a bit of it today, but tomorrow is more classroom basketball teaching.
What do you think about the potential that you've seen so far with some of the coaches?
Great potential. The enthusiasm is great. So many questions are being asked. Good questions as regards what should be taught, how to teach it, and things like that. So I'm very enthusiastic, but I'm looking forward to doing this again with more teachers involved.
Most importantly, what are you hoping these teachers leave this building with?
With enough knowledge to impart to the children that they come into contact with. They are coming to the children for the first time who wants to play basketball, and they are coming to test the sport. So you don't want to be a drill sergeant with them. You want to make sure it's fun teaching the fundamentals. The game that they are coming to play is the carrot and the stick, but it's imperative that you teach them how to play before you make them play. And what I'm doing is equipping the teachers or the participants on how to impart that knowledge.
Day two will continue tomorrow on the theoretical side from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the John Gray Gym. The sports department of Cayman Brac will host two football friendlies this weekend. The junior and senior teams will face off at the Cayman Brac Sports Complex tomorrow evening. Coach Ernie Gillies-Seymour is the technical director for Cayman Athletics Sports Club Under 17.
We have been invited over to the Brac for a friendly match because, you know, the Under 17 league is starting late. And Mr. Mitchum and myself, we got together to organize a friendly between the two teams. Which our club, we always look forward to going over to the Brac and supporting them, you know, because, you know, we don't want to leave them out. And it's always nice to go over there to help with the development of football around the sister island.
So this is in preparation for the Under 17 league coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What exactly would you be looking for when your guys step foot on the field?
We've been doing a lot of training and practice, and, you know, the things that we have been working on, we want to try to start to implement them and put them into the game situation. And this is very good that we got this opportunity.
Okay, and how's your Under 17 team been last season?
We didn't do too bad. We held our own. We were actually in the transition stage with, you know, with some players going out from the previous team and moving on. And then we were in a rebuilding stage. But they're a good group, and we're doing well.
Do you know anything about the Cayman Brac team that you'll be facing?
Well, what I know about the Brac is that I always go to the Brac for the past 7 to 8 years. I've been going to the Brac to do the soccer camp. I conduct the soccer camps there. So I know most of the kids, and I have a great relationship with them. And they got some up-and-coming promising youths over there. Their team will be kind of mixed like mine's also with some of the 15 players, you know, making up because the numbers are limited. But they have some very good talented players over there.
Head coach for Sunset FC Seniors, Gareth Thacker, says he and the guys look forward to this trip every year.
My team's kind of made up of some of my current guys in the CPL and just a few of my masters of my masters team, just to make the squad up, you know, with 15 players. And the Brac are always hospitable, and they always welcome us over. And it's something that we've kind of done over the last two seasons. You know, Mitchum invites us over, and we try. I think this might be the third or fourth time that we've ventured across to the Brac to play a friendly. So, everybody enjoys the day, and, you know, we have an evening in the Brac, and then we always come back the following morning. But it's a bit of a mixed group of guys, but it's always very enjoyable, and all the players are looking forward to the overseas trip.
Mitchum Sanford, sports instructor for Cayman Brac, says these two games are in preparation for the football season ahead.
So over the weekend in the Brac, we have two friendly development football matches, and these two matches are in the U17 boys division and the men's senior division. The two matches will be used to as a development purpose for two teams in preparation for their upcoming season that starts in March. So it's a good way for us to gauge our progress so far in anticipation of starting both those two leagues in the next 3 weeks.
All right, and you have an under-17 team and you have a senior team. How are they looking to face against Sunset and, of course, Cayman Athletics?
Oh, both teams are doing excellent. We're doing so good. Here in the BRAC, it's just one football club, which is the Cayman BRAC Football Club. So we play against each other on weekends. That's the under-17s playing against the seniors. So it's a little bit difficult to always get games to test against other opponents. But in training-wise and preparation-wise, we're very prepared. And we're looking forward to a great season on both fronts.
Match one will see Cayman Athletic Sports Club under-17 versus Cayman BRAC Football Club under-17 at 4:30 p.m. Match two will see the senior Cayman BRAC Football Club against Sunset Football Club Seniors at 6:30 p.m. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.